Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh boy, let me try this again. Okay, answering machine message, take 31. Hello, you've reached Wooten Bassett's answering machine. I'm home right now making an answering machine message, but I won't be here when you call. So if you'll kind of leave your number, I'll call you back tonight. Or maybe not tonight, because I have to take the Christmas tree down off my roof. Yes, I know it's only May, but some of my neighbors are complaining, you know. Oh man, too long again? This is really hard. Oh. Hello, you've reached Wooten Bassett's ear. If you'll kindly say something, then I'll say something back. Beep.
Wooten?
Oh, is this Wellington?
Yes. Hi.
Oh, hey, Wellington.
Say, how is my favorite twin brother?
Oh, he's great. You know, you sound like you're in a good mood. It's been a long time since we talked.
You're right. Much too long. Listen, Wooten. You've always been so generous and caring, and you're the first person I thought of to do this very small favor for me.
Oh, sure, anything.
I'm stuck in an airport in Chicago because of the weather. I'm supposed to be meeting with a client in Connellsville, but it doesn't look like I'm going to be able to make it.
Okay.
Now, the client is leaving town tomorrow, and so I have to get a contract signed today. Wooten, this is very important to the family business. The client is Fox Fletcher. He's a very influential oil tycoon, and he wants to merge with us.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, I was wondering if you could go down there and pick up the contract for me.
Oh, sure, no problem. I love Connellsville this time of year.
Wonderful. But there are a couple of other things. I need you to wear a suit. Do you have one?
Oh, sure, I have a green tuxedo I wear to weddings.
Ah, yes. Perhaps you can borrow some clothes. A blue suit, perhaps?
Oh, okay.
Great. So now you're going to meet with Mr. Fletcher at the Union Building. Most importantly, don't say anything.
Don't say anything?
Not a word. The deal is basically done. All you have to do is show up, pick up the papers, and go.
Well, why can't I say anything?
Wooten, my dear brother, I love you.
Oh.
But when you open your mouth, things are destroyed.
Oh.
This contract is too important to risk it with your nonsensical banter.
Oh, that's really nice, Wellington. I love you, too. I can't even say hello to him.
Nod and smile. Now, will you do it?
Well, it's really important.
Vital.
Oh, okay.
Excellent. The meeting is at 1 o'clock.
I'll be there.
Thank you, Wooten.
Well, I can't say anything. Oh, no. What if he asked me my opinion on generic peanut butter? How can I be silent then?
Hi there, I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks call me Whit. We're getting ready for a time of wonder and excitement. We'd love to have you join us for another Adventure in Odyssey.
Mr. Whittaker?
Huh? Oh, hi, Marvin. Oh, hey, your family called from Chicago a few minutes ago. They just wanted to check up on you.
Did you tell them I spilled juice on your carpet last night?
No, I didn't. But I did tell them you took a 15-second shower before school this morning.
Hey, I'm a busy man.
Oh, they send their love, and they said they'll be back on Thursday.
Good. What's that?
Oh, I bought this fan from the Electric Palace. It's a little disappointing.
Why?
Well, Bart advertised it as a 3-speed fan, but apparently 2 of the speeds are off and reverse, which is not technically a speed, but a direction.
So it's really 1 speed?
Exactly. And unfortunately, that speed is a little too powerful.
Mr. Whittaker, it's blowing my eyeballs out of their sockets.
There. Oh, sorry about that. But you see what I mean?
Yeah, I do. So, what are we doing tonight?
Oh, I don't know. What do you think?
Can we go somewhere?
Sorry, Marvin, but you're on restriction.
Still? I've learned my lesson. I've paid the price.
Well, it's not punishment, Marvin. Your parents simply think you should concentrate on schoolwork for a while. Pick up your grades a little. That's the whole reason they left you with me instead of taking you with them. They don't want you to miss school.
I know.
Well, I guess I can find some use for this fan. Maybe if I need to peel the paint off my garage. Anyway, I'll be in the kitchen.
Okay.
Hey, Marvin.
Oh, hi, Trent.
Do you want to come to my house this afternoon? I've got some friends coming over.
I can't. I'm on restriction.
Too bad.
Hey, I can go to people's houses if I'm studying.
We're not going to be studying.
Oh.
When are you off restriction?
Thursday.
All right. Maybe Thursday then. See you later.
Man, restriction stinks. If only we could do some homework. Hey, I have an idea.
Ah, Mr. Bassett. It's a pleasure to finally meet you. Did you have a safe trip?
Mm-hmm.
Are you hungry?
Mm-mm.
Would you care for something to drink?
Mm-hmm.
We have root beer. It's homemade, a special recipe. I absolutely insist you have a root beer. Great. Helen, get Mr. Bassett one of our special root beers, please. Water for me.
Certainly, sir.
You know, Wellington, can I call you Wellington?
Wellington?
It says something about you that you came for this contract yourself. Most people in your position would have sent some flunky intern to pick him up. But I like a man who does his own grunt work.
Oh?
In fact, to be completely honest, if you'd have sent somebody else here, I'm not sure I would have even signed.
Really?
I like to meet a man face to face when I'm doing business with him. Don't you?
I certainly do. Face to face meetings are exquisite.
Your drink, sir.
Thanks, Helen.
You're welcome.
You're gonna love this root beer, Wellington.
Oh, yes, it has an exquisite bouquet.
All right, what do you think?
It is a bit unexquisite.
What do you mean?
Black.
Would you care to expound?
Okay. Black.
You're absolutely right, Wellington. That's the worst root beer in the world. I had it served purposely to you to test your honesty, and you passed.
Oh, that's good. I thought I was drinking carbonated shoe leather.
Yep, size 9. Just kidding, but your honesty is refreshing.
Oh, really? Well, thanks. You know, I hate your tie, too.
You know, I was a little reluctant to deal with your company at first. I heard that you were all dry and boring, but I'm finding it quite the opposite. And I happen to lack a little personality in my business dealings. How do you feel about a game of golf?
How do you feel about finishing my root beer?
How do you feel about not getting your papers signed unless you golf with me?
How do I convince you I suddenly like golf?
Marvin, I thought you couldn't come over.
Mr. Whitaker said it was okay if I did some studying. Can I come in?
Studying? We were just getting ready to go out and play paintball.
Paintball? Cool.
But first, read this word to me.
Character.
C-H-A-R-A-C-T-E-R.
Correct.
Okay, enough studying. Paintball, come on, let's go.
He thought I was you.
Of course he did. That was the whole point. Now, did you get the paper signed?
You mean you did that on purpose?
I thought it would have a better chance of working if I left you in the dark.
Yeah, but I didn't like it, though. I felt like I was lying.
Well, did you ever say that you were me?
No.
Then how could you have lied? Now, did you get the paper signed or not?
Well, let's just say I've got some good news and some bad news and some potentially worse news. The good news is that, yes, I got your papers.
Excellent.
The bad news is they aren't signed yet.
What? Why not?
Well, the potentially worst news is that you have to go golfing with Mr. Fletcher in 1 hour.
1 hour? But I'm still in Chicago.
Well, then you better hurry, because that's where he said he was going to sign the papers.
He's going to sign them on a golf course? But I'll never make it there in time. Why would you even agree to it? Oh, do you talk?
Well, I couldn't help it. He had root beer.
Root beer? What's root beer have to do with anything?
Well, it's okay. He likes me. I mean you. Anyway, he thinks we're nice. Are you sure you can't make it?
Absolutely positive. Even if I wasn't stuck in Chicago, I still couldn't be you, being me, being you. You're too different even when you're me.
Okay, so what are you going to do then?
You mean, what are we going to do? Simple. There's only one way out of this. You're going to have to be me again.
What?
Look, I don't like this any more than you do. But if I don't show up at that golf game this afternoon, Mr. Fletcher will think I'm a liar. You know, you have to do this for me, Wooten. Just one more time.
Well, I feel bad.
Well, you're the one who got us into this mess by opening your mouth. And besides, the children are counting on you.
Huh? The children?
Oh, yes. Fletcher's big into charities. I was going to give a hefty percentage of this deal to a Connellsville Children's Fund, but, well, I guess I won't be able to do that now. Thanks to you.
Thanks to me? Oh, boy, I don't know, Wellington. A children's charity? I don't even know how to play golf. Well, how do you fake playing golf? Either you get it in the clown's mouth or you don't.
The children, Wooten. Think of the children.
The children, the children, the children.
Man, that was fun.
Look in the mirror. You've got like 3 coats of paint on you. can you get that for me? Paint on my hands.
Okay. Hello?
Hello, is that you, Marvin?
Mr. Whitaker?
Listen, I'm near Trent's house, so I thought I'd pick you up.
No, thanks, but I really wouldn't want you to do that.
Oh, it's no bother. I'll just honk twice when I get there, okay?
Wait, when do you think that'll be?
Oh, pretty soon, actually.
How soon? that soon? Okay, I'll be right out. Oh, no. Trent, Mr. Whitaker thinks I've been studying, but I'm totally covered in paint. What am I gonna do?
Oh, that's out. Oh, watch out. Four. There's a golf ball coming at you. Oh, that was close.
It certainly was.
Well, what's that guy doing barbecuing in the middle of a golf course anyway?
The course is in this direction, Wellington.
Oh, I see now. Yeah, there's one of those yellow flags down there, huh?
Exactly. Wellington, you got to be the worst golfer I've ever had the pleasure of playing with.
Oh, thanks, Fox. The pleasure's all mine. You know, this is fun.
Yeah, and to be perfectly honest, I'd much rather stay out here for another 9 holes than to go to the charity dinner tonight.
Charity dinner?
Yeah, it's at 7:30. You may want to be there by 7:15.
You mean I'm going?
Of course you are. Don't be silly.
Okay, but can we please sign those papers first?
I'll bring them with me to the banquet.
Oh, boy.
Sorry you had to wait.
Well, I was just about to come in and get you. I still need to get back to Wit's End to close up.
We're going back to Wit's End?
Yeah. Marvin, are you feeling okay?
Feeling okay about what?
Are you cold?
Uh-uh.
I don't think it's supposed to rain.
What are you talking about?
You're wearing a poncho. Is there a reason for it?
I like ponchos.
Yeah, you like ponchos, huh?
Don't you?
Oh, I never really gave them much thought.
Can we go now?
Sure.
I'll tell you what, Wellington. I haven't had this much fun since I went skiing in the Himalayas.
Yeah, and I haven't had this much fun since I went shopping cart wrangling in the mall parking lot.
Maybe we can do that later.
Oh, sure, that'd be great.
Wait, what's this over here?
Oh, that's Wit's End. It's an ice cream shop.
An ice cream shop made from a Victorian home? Fascinating.
Oh, yeah, I've been there. It's really cool.
You know, I could use some ice cream right now.
Yeah, me too. What? Oh, no, you don't want to go in there.
Why not? I'm pulling in.
No, the ice cream in there, it melts real, real easy. We can't go in.
Nonsense. I'll treat you to a root beer float.
Oh, no. Did you say root beer float? You know, Mr. Fletcher, we really don't need ice cream. I mean, there'll probably be plenty of desserts at the banquet.
I could use a sundae. What about you?
I could use to wait in the car.
I've never seen anything like this place. Hello, sir.
Oh, hi there.
I'm Fox Fletcher. My business associate and I would like to have a couple of sundaes.
Wooten?
Yes, and Wooten to you too, Mr. Whitaker. I've been in here before. He always greets me like that.
Wooten?
Wooten!
Wooten's all around.
Yes, and could you make those sundaes to go?
I'd love to look around this place. You wouldn't mind if I did that, would you?
Well, no. I wouldn't mind at all. Why don't you just start upstairs?
Thanks, I will.
Wooten? What's up?
The Dow Jones, thank goodness. Ha, ha, ha.
Wooten, is something going on here? You seem to be acting a little odd.
Oh, yeah, well, that's probably because I'm not me.
Pardon?
I mean, I'm not feeling like myself today, sir. Yes, I'm feeling like a whole other guy.
Yeah, I see. Do you want to talk about it?
No.
All right. Well, I'd better get this fan back to the Electric Palace.
I thought you said you weren't going to make a big deal about it.
Well, I wasn't, but I thought about it. You know, Bart's pulled this type of thing before, and if I let him get away with it, then he'll just keep doing it. I have to say something.
But it wasn't a lie. It does have 3 speeds.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's the principle of the thing. He deliberately deceived me.
He did, huh? Well, I hate deception.
Me too.
Yeah, I mean, nobody should get away with deception.
No, it's bad business. And if I can't trust a company, I'm taking my business elsewhere.
Yeah, you should, Whit. Oh, hey, it's a nice poncho, Marvin.
Thanks.
Hello, Wooden.
Oh, Wellington, how'd you get in?
Through your front door? Your keys were in it.
Oh, I'm just so glad to see you.
Yes, I'm glad to see you, too. Now I assume you have the papers?
Let's just say that there's good news, and there's news that pretty much cancels out the good news.
Oh, not again.
Yeah, the good news is that your papers are out in the car.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, and they're still not signed.
Oh, why not?
He said he's going to sign them at the banquet tonight.
Well, what banquet?
You know, the one for the children's charity.
What children's charity?
Well, the one you're giving the money to.
What money?
The money he said you were giving to the children's charity after the papers were signed.
Oh, yes. That money.
Yeah, you better hurry and get ready.
I'm not going.
Why not? You're here, you can go.
No, I can't. He'll know I'm not you as soon as I open my mouth.
Oh, no, he won't. We're identical, remember?
Yes, well, don't hold my genetics against me. You simply can't back out now.
Oh, I have to. I can't lie to Mr. Fletcher anymore.
I told you it's not lying. I mean, have you actually said you're me?
Well, no, but it's still a half-truth. And according to my calculations, I've told 7 half-truths today, and that equals 3.5 lies.
What? No, wait, you can't just quit. You've got to be me just one more time until the papers are signed, please.
I'm sorry, Wellington. I mean, I love you like a brother because, you know, you're my brother and stuff. But I can't fake Mr. Fletcher out by being you, well, because I can't fake out my conscience.
Trent, I'm in trouble. How do you get pink paint out of underwear?
What? Why?
I was trying to wash my clothes before Mr. Whitaker saw the paint, and I guess his whites were in the bottom of the washer, and now they're all pink. Mr. Whitaker's gonna freak when he sees them. What am I gonna do?
Just tell him the truth.
No way!
He's gonna find out anyway.
Oh, no. I can hear him in the laundry room.
You know what? I'm gonna let you handle this.
No, wait!
Marvin, I've got your laundry here.
I didn't lie!
What?
I said I was going to study with Trent. I only played paintball after I studied.
You played paintball?
Yes, I played paintball, but I never told you I wouldn't.
Oh, so it wasn't a lie?
Not at all.
Well, would you call it a half-truth?
3/4 truth at least.
Well, then if it wasn't a full lie, why are you trying so hard to cover it up?
What do you mean?
You've had paint behind your ear all night long.
Oh, man.
And even though technically you didn't lie, your half-truth was designed to deceive me. Do you see that it's very much the same thing as a lie?
Are you going to tell my parents about this?
Oh, I'm afraid I have to.
They're probably going to take my 1 week restriction and turn it into two.
Well, that may happen.
I'm sorry about the whole thing, including your whites.
My whites?
I turned your underwear pink.
Oh. Well, actually, they've been pink for quite a while now.
Huh?
Yeah, I accidentally washed them with my red socks.
Oh.
But if it helps any, I'm sorry that they're pink, too.
And then Willie can start doing the chicken dance right there on the golf course. Everybody was staring at him.
That's me, all right, a regular clown. All I'm missing is the golf ball in my mouth.
Let's get some more punch. Excuse us, please. You sure you're okay? You don't seem to be as jovial as usual.
Oh no. Everything's just doggedly dandy. I'm jumping jelly beans. Yeah, that's just surprised to be sitting at the head table, that's all.
Where else should you be sitting? You're the star of the show. Everybody's looking forward to your speech.
My what?
You're giving 50% of your proceeds to charity. Of course they want to hear you talk.
50%? That was supposed to be 5%.
Well, but you changed it yourself on the golf course.
That wasn't me. That was...
That was who? Your brother, maybe?
My brother?
Wooten called me 15 minutes ago. He told me everything.
He did.
Yes, and I've enjoyed making you sweat. It's been a real hoot. Just for the record, he didn't change the contract. But if you'll agree to 10%, then I'll think about signing your papers, even though you're a liar. It's time for your presentation.
Oh, no. I don't think I can do that.
And I don't think I'll be able to find a pen when it comes time to sign that contract. Attention, everyone! Today, as I was playing golf with Wellington here, he said something very interesting.
Oh, no.
He said the measure of a man can be determined by two things, the love in his heart and his ability to do the chicken dance.
What?
Wellington, why don't you lead us?
The chicken dance.
That's right.
All right. Do you all like to do the chicken dance? Great. All right, now take your thumbs and put them in your armpits like this, I think, and bend your knees a little and squawk like a chicken. Hey, you down there, you're not doing it.
I'm trying.
Look at me, I'm a chicken. I'm having so much fun.
Don't you think it's interesting that we call it a half-truth instead of a half-lie? We seem to think it makes it okay if something's half-true. But in fact, a half-truth has the same purpose as a lie. It deceives. And God's Word has some pretty harsh penalties for deception. Proverbs 19:9 says, "A false witness won't go unpunished, and he who lies will perish." Instead of telling half-truths, we should remember the words of the Apostle Paul in Ephesians 4. He says that by speaking the truth, we will grow more like Christ. Adventures and Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Nothing But the Half-Truth was written by Tori Martin and Marshall Younger and directed by Bob Hoos. Our vocal talent included Paul Herlinger, Jess Harnell, Dale Ingram, Jimmy Weldon, Corey Padnos, and Jordan Calloway. Our sound designer was Jonathan Crow, and our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.